This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, July 5th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Today, we'll hear the second story from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Coalition's new affordable housing reporting collaboration. Poet Partridge Boswell will be the featured reader at the Bardic Trails Poetry Webinar tomorrow night at 7. Boswell is co-founder of Bookstock Literary Festival in Vermont. A production of the Talking Gourds Poetry Program, Bardic Trails is open to all who pre-register by today. You can find more info at tellurideliberary.org/events. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was in Denver on Thursday to promote President Joe Biden's plan to transition the nation's energy infrastructure away from fossil fuels. She visited a community solar garden and caught a Colorado Rockies game. Eric Gladys has more.
Alice Madden served at the Energy Department during the Obama administration and now directs CU's Center for Natural Resources, Energy, and Environment. She says Secretary Granholm's visit spotlights Colorado's progress building out a clean energy economy over the past 15 years.
We've got over 62,000 people employed in the clean energy economy. But to really scale these successes and, more importantly, leave no one behind, we need leaders in Washington to pass a robust infrastructure package.
The Biden administration has struggled to win bipartisan support for its infrastructure proposal, which originally included substantial investments in a clean energy transition. Members of the youth-led Sunrise Movement have criticized the administration's compromises and argue the nation has just 1 year to advance critical climate initiatives before the midterm elections. Secretary Granholm toured a Denver community solar garden and hosted CU students who won this year's U.S. Department of Energy Solar Decathlon at a Colorado Rockies game. Madden doesn't blame the nation's young people for demanding faster action on climate and encourages them to keep swinging for the fences.
You always try for a grand slam, but what does that mean? You need a single, a double, and a triple to get there. Every step forward is a good step, but you always have to be bold. You always have to keep reaching and proving your point. That's what Secretary Granholm and President Biden are trying to do right now.
Transportation is now the leading cause of climate pollution in Colorado, and Madden notes investments in electric 18-wheelers, buses, and tax credits for personal EVs would also mean cleaner air.
We've seen pollution increase, particularly in the Denver area. We've had ozone alerts. The brown cloud is back. Everyone knows that. You feel it in your lungs on certain mornings. So these investments are truly investments in a clean energy future that is good for all of us.
This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The cost of housing has been rising in the Roaring Fork Valley. For some locals already dealing with housing insecurity, COVID-19 was a tipping point. KDNK's Kathleen Shannon reports on a new effort to connect people to assistance.
When you're dealing with the overwhelming stress of trying to find a job, where are kids getting education, where are we going to live? These can be overwhelming days.
Jennifer Weary is the executive director of Alpine Legal Services, a nonprofit that uses monetary donations to provide free legal advice and representation in court. This agency has been around for more than 25 years, but the group received 5 times more calls for housing assistance in May of this year than it did in May 2019. The increase comes even as many face barriers to finding aid, such as lack of access to reliable internet and not speaking English.
So what we were finding is that people were too overwhelmed to really navigate the system. They needed personal help. They needed a human.
So this March, a group of nonprofits, including Alpine Legal Services, launched Bridging Resources, a helpline operating under Aspen Community Foundation's umbrella as a guide to a pre-existing network of support. When someone calls the line, a bilingual navigator connects the caller to agencies that can help provide food, rental assistance, childcare, or other services. So far, most calls come from women who have families and are seeking housing assistance. And an equal number of Spanish speakers and English speakers have called the line.
Some of our callers, it's their first time. They have no idea where to go, what to do to ask for help.
Jocelyn Rivas is the Bridging Resources Program Coordinator. She handles calls, but can't always field them as they come in. That's when the follow-up process starts, and Rivas says that's a huge part of her job.
We do call them twice, different days, different times. We leave a voice message, and then we also send a text.
In the program's first 10 weeks, Rivas says 78 callers received assistance, and she's adapted the program to what she's learned so far. Rivas is bilingual, but not all her partner agencies have Spanish-speaking staff. so she's advocated for translation services. She's also expanded her method of follow-up.
First, we were just referring people. So we were giving them, a list of places that they can call. We found out that we actually needed to make the connection between the agency and the caller. So now what we're doing is if somebody calls in, we'll go ahead and call the agency with them.
The go-to agency for those facing eviction or those who fear they may soon is Alpine Legal Services. Jenny Weary recommends that tenants who may have trouble paying rent should start a conversation with their landlords early on. She knows that discussion can be difficult, but Weary says landlords are more likely to negotiate with advanced notice.
The further upstream we can go to prevent these evictions from ever starting in the first place, that's where we're going to stop the ripple effect of these problems.
So bridging resources can help callers navigate the system. But that system offers more band-aids than long-term solutions. Federal eviction moratorium was just extended from the end of June to July 31st, but the cost of living in the Roaring Fork Valley is still rising.
It was $1,900 plus utilities, plus water, plus trash, plus gas. It came out to over $2,500 or more. Way too much for me.
Glenwood Springs resident Sonia started a search for a new home for herself and her two sons after going through a divorce. Soon after securing housing, her dad passed away from COVID-19, and she took a week off work to travel to the funeral, which she also helped pay for. When she got behind on the bills, the Salvation Army paid 1 month of Sonia's utilities, and she used free legal consultations with Alpine Legal Services to work through her divorce. But still, her pile of bills is mounting. While she's been fighting to hold on to housing.
When the attorney asked me that, can you even afford it? It's just kind of degrading. I could have afforded it if I didn't have all this other stuff that happened to me.
Jenny Weary says she hears from a lot of people whose financial difficulties are compounding because the cost of living keeps rising.
The stories we hear are compelling enough in and of themselves. What we worry most about is the stories we aren't hearing.
That's one data point that's hard to measure. Who is still being overlooked or is unwilling to reach out? Weary says that stable housing helps people get and maintain work, provide for family, and more. And a lack of housing contributes to mental health issues. Rivas sees evidence of this in many first calls through Bridging Resources.
Sometimes we're the only ones that they've talked to. So a lot of it is about just kind of letting them vent to you or just cry over the phone. Just by listening, you're doing so much.
For KDNK and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kathleen Shannon.
This story is part of a Rocky Mountain Community Radio reporting collaboration on affordable housing, funded by the Solutions Journalism Network. We will continue to cover this important subject over the coming months, so stay tuned. That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.